It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, while most of us were enjoying Thanksgiving leftovers, or maybe cleaning up the house after visiting friends and family had left last weekend, my next guest was in Mexico, taking a little swim, followed by a little bike ride, and finishing up with a little jog. Actually, the only thing little about these three activities was the name of the Iowan who was doing them. Last weekend, 61-year-old Iowa City resident John Little completed his 13th Ironman triathlon in Cozumel, an island off the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. And now, you may be asking yourself, what is an Ironman triathlon? It consists of a 2.4-mile swim, followed by a 112-mile bike ride, finishing up with a marathon, a full marathon, 26.2 miles, all these raced in that order and without a break. John Little joins me in the studio.
Thank you, Ben.
Welcome. And are you still hurting from what happened?
I am. It's a long race.
You have done 12 other of them, so it was not unexpected. This is your 13th Ironman you've completed. Your first was in 2007 at the age of 55. You finished this one in just over 14 hours?
14 hours and 3 minutes.
What stood out for you about this one?
You know, every race has something, has its own challenge. This one had a beautiful swim in ocean water that you could see for 50 feet. But the bike ride, we had a 20-mile-an-hour headwind on about a third of the bike ride. And then it opened up and rained during the marathon, probably 2 inches of rain during the marathon. So we were slogging through water.
Literally going through inches of standing water.
Literally through inches of standing water during the race, yes.
I understand at the start of the race, the swim starts it out, and in the days before, there was stormy weather out on off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah, El Norte arrived. They had a winter storm, which for them meant it dropped the temperature down to the mid-70s, and there was strong wind and some rain. So all week long, that was taking place, and they had to cancel the practice swims because the current was so strong, and they actually had to change the swim course the night before the race. So there were some last-minute changes to it because of the current was so strong.
Mm-hmm. What do you see out there when you're swimming? Is it idyllic as we see in postcards?
You know, in this race, it was. As you're swimming with people bumping into you on either side of you.
And we have to remember there are over 2,000 competitors.
2,400 people start out treading water together. All 2,400 in the water, the cannon goes off, and you swim. And so it's bump and grind, swim. But you can see the water there is so beautiful. I was swimming and watching flounder on the bottom and watching various fish and things. I mean, you literally could see the flounder 20 feet below on the bottom of the ocean. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh. What part of this race gave you the biggest problems? What was the biggest challenge for you this time around?
Well, for me, the biggest challenge is always the marathon. Just as my knees wear out, being in my 60s and with my knees wearing out, that's always a challenge. All three parts are really a challenge. The swim is not the longest part by any means, but it is in some ways the scariest part.
Is that generally considered among triathletes to be so in Ironman triathletes?
It is. I mean, it's the shortest part of the race by far, but the combination of water and sometimes it's cold water and sometimes you're wearing a wetsuit and all those people bumping into you, it's a challenge.
I understand also in this one, with the help of your wife, you found a man who was a competitor who was in some real trouble.
Actually, my wife spotted him. The marathon ran right past our condominium, and my wife was sitting in the rain in front of the condominium. And as I came by, I was going to exchange a water bottle with her, and she pointed to the back of some young guy and said, "He's in trouble." And so, I mean, I wouldn't have noticed it. I ran up to him and looked at him and asked if he was okay. And his lips were blue and quivering, and he looked at me with big, wide open eyes and just shook his head no. I don't think he could even speak at the moment. And what am I going to do with him? I turned around, and there was an ambulance maybe 70 meters ahead. So I ran up and got them.
You find out what happened to him?
I did. He ended up being taken to the hospital and treated for shock, and then was released later that evening.
Mm. such an extreme test of endurance, can it be life-threatening?
It can. You know, of course, it's a minuscule number of people who actually die, but it does happen.
Who actually die, you said.
I remember, I think it was 2 years ago now, there were 17 people in the United States died doing triathlons, and 15 of them died during the swim. Mm-hmm. I've been in two that people died in.
Last year, one of them?
New York City. I was in the Ironman New York City, and a 42-year-old endurance athlete, a highly accomplished endurance athlete, died. And it was the most recent one.
Mm-hmm. So the big question for many listeners is going to be, why?
What a good question. It's a challenge. It's a physical and mental challenge. It keeps you motivated. If you sign up for an Ironman, you darn well better train.
There's your motivation right there.
Exactly. When that alarm goes off at 3:45 in the morning on a winter morning, you've got a reason to get up and go train. You've got to do it because you've signed up for the race.
Have you ever had to stop or given up during the middle of an Ironman triathlon?
No, I've never. It's called a DNF, did not finish. And I've never received that and don't intend to.
How?
If you ever see DNF after my name, you'll know something broke.
A bone.
Something will have gone wrong if you see that after my name.
Okay. Well, how many times in a triathlon, an Ironman, do you feel like giving up in that the course of the 14 hours? Do you
ever feel like giving up? If you feel like giving up, you're going to give up.
Don't you have to fight some inner voice that says, I can't take this?
No, actually, I the only voice I have is says keep going, go. I mean, you have to have that motivation. If you're contemplating giving up, you're probably going to give up. Mm-hmm. It's a long endurance race. It's a cliche to say that, you know, how much mental it is. It's mental as much mental as physical, but in a long endurance race like this, there's some truth to that.
Okay, how much of this is your body, and how much of this is your head to get you through it?
Yeah, it's hard to say percentage-wise, but it is a big both. Both are important. You cannot do long endurance race of 12 to 15 hours or more without training for it. But you do also have to have the mental determination to do it.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you have more Ironman triathlons in your future. What's coming up?
I'm registered for Ironman Canada this summer in July. And I've got my sights on the World Championship in October, which I'm now qualified for under what they call a legacy program for people who have done enough. Most people get into the World Championship by winning their way in, but they also allow some people who have completed enough triathlons to be qualified to come in under a legacy program.
And this triathlon in Hawaii is the big daddy. This is the World Championship. This is where it started.
It is. It's where it started, and that's the one that's on – a lot of people have seen it on NBC every fall and winter when NBC does a big show about that race.
Mm-hmm. Where did the idea for an Ironman triathlon come from?
There were some Navy SEALs in Hawaii 30 years ago or so now, a little over that, and they got to debating who was the best athlete. The swimmer or the biker or the runner. And so they decided to combine three different events that took place there, a 2.4-mile open water swim, and an around-the-island race of 112 miles, and then the Hawaii Marathon. They said, let's do all three in one day. And anyone who can do that, we'll call them an Ironman.
Mm.
And that's how it started.
And it caught on. Looking at you, you said it has a military history. Looking at you, you look like you may have a military history, or don't you?
Yes, I was. I served in the Army about 40 years ago now was when I started. Yes, I was a paratrooper in the Army.
Mm-hmm. What's your greatest satisfaction out of competing in an Ironman?
The satisfaction is just that, the satisfaction of having faced such a momentous challenge and coming through it and finishing it. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's done it, when you cross the finish line, the announcer calls out, "You, John Little, you are an Iron Man." And everyone loves that line, to hear that line.
Mm-hmm. You're 61 now. You have 13 Iron Man triathlons behind you. How long do you want to do this?
you know, I've been telling people that my goal is to keep doing it till I win my age group in an Ironman triathlon, even if it doesn't happen till I'm the only person in the age group.
How did you place in the 61 age?
I was in ninth place in this particular race. And, gee, if I hadn't had a flat tire and a bike penalty, I think I would have been in sixth place.
All right. John Little, we wish you many Ironman triathlons in your future. John Little of Iowa City just finished an Ironman triathlon in Mexico, finishing the swim, the bike ride, and the complete marathon run in just over 14 hours. John Little, thank you for coming into our studio.
Thank you, Ben.